Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Tuesday, August the 20th. Well, I'm not going to say it again, but I'll say it again. It's been a very warm day here in North Texas, and it's going to be that way for a couple of days, and then apparently we're going to cool off a little bit, maybe into the 90s, they tell us. But, man, it's just been hot as it can be the last couple of days. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about the Democrats. There seems to be a little conflict between the Democrats over Medicare for All. There are some of them are kind of backing away from that. And it's interesting how that's happening. The Washington Post has an interesting story about that. It also looks like more and more that this is really, it's almost like you have two fields here. You have the top tier candidates, maybe the first five or six, and then everybody else. Everybody else is down at 2%. So you have a bunch of people at 2-3% and a few others. I don't know how they're going to work this out. I don't know how they're going to work this out. They've got debates coming up in September, and how are they going to work this out? I'm not exactly sure. So we'll talk a little bit about that in a second. I have a post over at the American Thinker on Tuesday morning about these caravans and how Mexico is, in essence, busing people from the north of Mexico, the Central American immigrants who are in the north of Mexico, sending them, or basically busing them back to the south. Now, the official explanation is that the north of Mexico, many of the towns in the north of Mexico are overwhelmed, which is exactly true. They are overwhelmed. They don't have the resources to obviously take thousands of people walking across the country. So that is correct. But I also think it's maybe a message to some of the people who are thinking about coming north, that they're not going to get north. And I think in that respect, Mexico seems to be working well with the United States, and at least discouraging the caravans. You know, at least telling people, hey, you know, you're not going to get up there, so don't waste your time crossing the Mexican border. So it's an interesting change of pace for Mexico. But at the same time, you know, those of us who remember Mexico and Mexico immigration policy over the years, this is very much the way Mexico has always done it. They've always had a very tough immigration policy, and they've shut the door over and over and over again to people from other countries who want to get into Mexico, particularly people who want to get into the United States. So it's kind of the way I look at it is this is Mexico really going back to Mexico the way it used to be, where it had a very strict immigration policy. Just a couple of quick reports here before we get to the Democrats and what's happening between them. Apparently, the IG report is going to be coming out in early September. Senator Graham has been on TV recently talking about just how devastating this report is going to be. I mean, I don't know. We'll have to wait for the report. But according to Senator Graham, it's going to be devastating to the FBI and to the Department of Justice. And here's where I think the Trump administration is going to have to be a little careful, and the Attorney General also. And I think the Attorney General understands this, that you don't want to throw the baby out with the water, meaning that, yes, there were some serious problems. It appears that there were some serious violations of the rules and potentially the law by members of the FBI and the Department of Justice under President Obama. And how close it got to Obama, we don't know. But obviously, some things were going on that should not have been going on. And that, of course, the people involved have to be prosecuted. You cannot have, for example, a dossier that was fake, a fake dossier used as to get a warrant against a U.S. citizen. You simply cannot allow that to happen. You cannot allow the type of apparently the arbitrary nature of how Hillary Clinton was investigated. You simply cannot allow that to happen. But at the same time, you don't want to throw the entire FBI, the Department of Justice, to the side, because the truth is that most of the people who work in the FBI and most of the people who work in the Department of Justice are career. They're not partisan. They're not the kinds of people who engaged in anything unethical or illegal. And you don't want to destroy the agency, I guess that's what I'm trying to say, because a bunch of people did something wrong. So what I'm hoping is that the report, if in fact we are going to get the kind of report that people are saying we're going to get, which is going to be a very tough report and a very critical report and potentially a report that outlines lawbreaking, if that's the way it's going to be, and I have no problem with that report, if that's the way it's going to be, it should target individuals and pinpoint individuals rather than try to paint instead of simply hurting a bunch of people in the FBI and the Department of Justice. Because as I said, most of the people in the FBI and the Department of Justice, I'm going to say 99% of the people in the FBI are really good people. And these are really cases of bad apples, I guess you might say, and they should be prosecuted if they did what they did. And it should be pinpointed and said, this will never be allowed again. But let's not throw the baby out with the water and destroy, let's say, the FBI in the process of going after some individuals. That would not make a lot of sense. You know, we need a strong, vibrant FBI. And we don't want to give up on that or throw the baby out with the water, as they like to say. We'll see how the report comes out. But again, according to Senator Graham, it's not going to be a pretty report. Let's talk a little bit about the Democrats. There's apparently a difference of opinion now among some of these Democrat candidates regarding Medicare for All. You're seeing now candidates who are backing away from that. And in essence, what they're saying, well, we believe that every American should have access to health care, but we don't necessarily believe in Medicare for All. What's happening is that as people learn more of what Medicare for All is, as people learn more of what socialized medicine is, what it is that you're going to lose your private insurance. And when people feel that their private insurance is going to be taken away from them, then all of a sudden they say, wait a minute, this is not what I like. And over again, many of these Democrats are running into people who are basically telling them, hey, leave my private insurance alone. Don't touch my private insurance. I mean, it's okay to help people who don't have insurance, but leave my private insurance alone. And that is becoming a real problem for many of these Democrats. So now they're starting to argue with each other. And basically everybody's criticizing Bernie Sanders and saying, hey, Bernie Sanders' plan of Medicare for All just doesn't work. It's too expensive. And that seems to be the battle right now going on among these Democrats. These 2020 Democrats are basically just talking to each other and saying, no, I don't believe in Medicare for All, or I don't believe in that. That's Bernie Sanders' idea. And that seems to be right now what they're saying. And how that works out in a left-wing primary, I don't know. But it's just confusing the heck out of these candidates, who I'm sure did not expect to be getting this kind of backlash or this kind of a pushback from voters with respect to Medicare for All. Look, if voters in Democrat primaries don't want to see their private insurance taken away, I guarantee you that when it goes to the general election, it's going to be worse than that. It's going to be even bigger numbers of people who don't want to see their health insurance taken away. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Look, you know, the whole idea of Obamacare, and it just turned out to be a big bust. But the whole idea was to help people who cannot get insurance. If you're self-employed or you've got a pre-existing condition, that was the whole idea of Obamacare. It wasn't to take away your private health insurance. And Obamacare hasn't really turned out the way they planned it for a lot of different reasons. And I think a lot of Americans are saying, hey, leave my private insurance alone and take all of your crazy ideas of Medicare for All. Take that somewhere else, but don't bring back to the United States. And I think that's dividing the Democrats, because they know that in order to win the nomination, they may have to say Medicare for All, but in order to compete in the general election, they're just not going to be able to get away with that message, because people are going to say, how much is this going to cost? $31 trillion. Well, that ain't going to fly. That's not going to fly. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. Just a quick note from the news. There's a lot of talk about President Trump's idea that we're going to buy Greenland. You know, Greenland is apparently owned by Denmark, and Denmark has said they don't want to sell it. But the truth of the matter is, as I understand it, again, I'm just getting this information from news reports, Denmark is losing a lot of money with Greenland. They have not really developed Greenland the way it should be, and I think it would make a great addition to the United States. Now, exactly how we do it, I don't know. I think you're going to have to go to the Congress, I assume, and get some kind of congressional authorization for this, and that's going to be, at this point, difficult to do. I don't think the president can do it by executive order. I don't think he can do that. Now, as I remember, the Louisiana Purchase, I don't think Congress approved that, and President Jefferson went ahead and did it. So I don't know exactly how you would purchase Greenland, but I think it's a great idea, and it's actually an idea that has been around for some time. President Truman actually suggested that at one point before, when he suggested that we should buy it. Well, it's something worthwhile to look at, it seems to me, to look at the purchase of this. You're getting a lot of minerals. You're getting a strategic location at the top of the Atlantic. I mean, from a Navy standpoint, having basically a position up at the top of the Atlantic would be wonderful for the U.S. Navy. So there's a lot of good reasons to do it. It probably won't happen before the election, but if Trump is reelected, and I think he will, don't overlook it. Don't overlook something like this in the second term. I think it may just happen. It's just one of those things that may just happened. Those two lady congresswomen, the one from Michigan and the one from Minnesota, these are the two ladies that wanted to go to Israel, and then Israel didn't let them in, and so on and so on. I think you know the story. These two ladies right now have really become a problem for the Democrat Party. And as I continue to say, when Donald Trump is debating these two ladies, what Donald Trump is arguing with these two ladies, Donald Trump is winning. Donald Trump is winning this debate because one of the things that President Trump has done is that he has basically painted, or he's basically made these four ladies, the so-called famous squad, that's the face of the party right now. At least that's the way President Trump wants to do it. And that's not the face of the party that a lot of moderate Democrats want to see. They don't want those ads running in their district saying, do you agree with this woman? Do you agree with that woman? That's not what they want in their districts. And that's what's happening because these ladies take up so much oxygen. I mean, these ladies are on the news every day. And Democrats have to answer what these ladies are saying. That's probably not a winning strategy in many of these districts. On this day in 1940, Leon Trotsky was killed in Mexico City. He had been, of course, he got into a fight with Stalin, and he left the USSR, and then later the USSR declared him a enemy of the state, and whether the killing in Mexico was related to that, I guess we will never know. Nobody could prove it, but Leon Trotsky was killed on this day in 1940, and on this week in 1968, the invasion of Czechoslovakia, the end of the Prague Spring, as it was called back then, it began. And thousands of Soviet tanks, Warsaw Pact tanks, began to move into Czechoslovakia, and they crushed that rebellion against communism in Czechoslovakia, much the same way it happened in Hungary in 1956. Well, thank you for listening. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas. Enjoy yourselves, and we'll talk to you the next time.